But we start by exploring one of the central questions that runs throughout Dick's novels and short stories. What is reality? Umberto Rossi is a literary critic living in Rome. He's the author of The Twisted Worlds of Philip K. Dick, a reading of 20 ontologically uncertain novels. Umberto Rossi talked with Anne Strangechamps.
He's regarded as a science fiction writer, and you say you feel a special kind of kinship with him as an Italian, as though he could be describing life in Italy. Is there something sort of science fictional about living in Italy, aside from Berlusconi?
Unfortunately, I'll have to deal with that. He's no more the prime minister at the moment, as you probably know. But anyway, what happens is this, is in one of his novels, The Simulacra, there is also another one, The Penultimate Truth, Dick imagines a future America where the president of the United States is actually an android, which is just switched on before the TV program start, talks to the American people, and then when the TV camera is switched off and used only as a stage prop, what can I say, as a dummy, a talking dummy. Mm-hmm. Well, we had the feeling that for 11 years, Italy was ruled by something like that. I mean, when Berlusconi was the prime minister, we felt that basically the political program of his party was the screenplay for a reality show. And that's what is Dickian and also Italian, but I think also American. And probably something that is worldwide today. The mixing of media reality and daily life and politics and the way of life, you know, this is something that you find in his novel that talks to everyone, wherever he lives.
And part of what you're describing is this kind of fundamental uncertainty about what's real and what's not real. Dick himself, there's this famous thing he said once, he was defining reality, and he said, it's reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away. Which at first glance would seem obvious, of course, reality doesn't go away. But I think it's a subtler comment.
What I find fascinating in that famous quotation of Dick is that the basic idea is that reality is not something that manifests itself clearly. It's something that doesn't want to go away. What's the meaning of this? The meaning is that we have a map, a mental map of reality in our head. And sometimes we superimpose the map that we have in our head, the image of reality that we have in our head, that can be wrong sometimes. We superimpose it on reality. So sometimes we don't really access reality directly. We have our desires, fears, expectations, paranoias, whatever, that act like a sort of filter between us and reality, create a sort of virtual reality that happens for everybody. Well, in a media-saturated society like ours, this is even stronger. We know much, not because we have been there and seen that. We know a lot because we have seen it on TV, on the internet, on some website, read it on the Wikipedia. And well, when things do not fit our mental map, mental image, maybe we have touched reality because it doesn't fit our little mental play, our little mental theater. Okay, that's, I think, what an interpretation can be of that famous statement by Dick.
So is this feeling what you mean when you say that a theme running through all of Dick's work is something called ontological uncertainty?
Well, yes, yes, definitely. Basically, is what I have used as a unifying thread in my book, reading 20 novels and several short stories that Dick wrote. What does ontological mean? It's something that's got to do with reality and being. It's a philosophical term, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's a term that Dick often used, especially in the second part of his career, in the 70s and the early 80s. Ontology has to do with what being really is. And obviously, when we talk about reality, faked reality, virtual reality, and whatever, is this the reality or just an image of it, an image that can be faked, can be altered, can be wrong, and whatever? Well, these are ontological issues. Ontological uncertainty, because basically what you feel, what you find yourself into when you read a novel or a short story by Philip K. Dick, is not that you find that there is another reality behind this, and that is the truth. This is The Matrix, the mm-hmm. Wachowski trilogy of science fiction movies. Mm-hmm. What you think is real is not real, but will tell you what is the real real. Okay, and that's all. No, in Dick's novels, you have 4, 5, sometimes 6 different possibilities. Which is the real one? We don't know.
We should talk a little bit more about his work. Is there another story that you think illustrates pretty well what we're talking about, this ontological uncertainty?
Let me speak about Ubik, which is a 1968 novel. It's set in a far future where big corporations fight against each other using people with supernatural powers, sort of telepaths, telekinesis, and things like this, psi power. Well, there is an agency that provides big corporations with people with a special talent. They are called the Inertials. They don't have real psi powers. They can stop people who have them. So if you are worried that one of your executives' thoughts can be read by a telepath, you put an inertial near him and stop that. This is just the beginning of the story, because what happens is that there is a bombing, and this group of characters think they have survived, but strange things begin to happen, and they realize that, as a famous sentence says in the novel, they are not alive, they are all dead, and kept in a sort of cryogenic suspension, a sort of half-life, as it is called in the novel. So what they experience is not a real world. It's a sort of a collective hallucination sustained by machines, because their employer wants to keep them alive to ask for advice in the commercial struggle that goes on in the story.
God, that's creepy.
It's quite creepy. It is a classical example of Dick's black humor, and he had a lot of that, actually. Mm-hmm. And in this story, you see, the basic problem is that since the characters through whose eyes you see the narrative foci of the story are all dead and are in a sort of collective hallucination, what is really going on outside? Who knows?
In a low voice, Pat said, "I don't go back in time." She raised her eyes, confronted Joe Chip half apologetically, half belligerently. "I do something, but Mr. Ashwood has built it up all out of proportion to reality."
"I can read your mind," Gigi said to her, looking a little nettled. "I know you can change the past. You've done it."
Pat said, "I can change the past, but I don't go into the past. I don't time travel, as you want your tester to think."
"How do you change the past?" Joe asked her.
"I think about it. One specific aspect of it, such as one incident or something somebody said, or a little thing that happened that I wish hadn't happened. The first time I did this, as a child..."
"When she was 6 years old, Gigi broke in, living in Detroit with her parents, of course, she broke a ceramic antique statue that her father treasured."
"Didn't your father foresee it?" Joe asked her, "with his precog ability?"
"He foresaw it," Pat answered, "and he punished me the week before I broke the statue. But he said it was inevitable. You know, the precog talent, they can foresee, but they can't change anything."
What happens in the end is that something make you understand, make you realize, make readers realize that what you thought to be the real world outside, where people are still alive and life goes on while those unlucky people in the so-called moratorium are dead, even the apparently real world maybe isn't. So in the end, you really don't know.
Right. And so the end result is you put the book down and you wonder, am I really alive, or am I something somebody else is dreaming, or am I kept in, yes, cryogenic suspension?
Or you read it twice to see if you have missed some important detail that maybe make you understand if there is another possibility.
Is it strange at all, given this kind of twisty, turny, kind of paranoid world that Dick created in his network of novels, is it ever weird to you to think of him as dead? Do you wind up thinking, Could somebody as complicated as Philip K. Dick actually be completely dead?
Well,
do you know what I mean? I mean, of course he is.
Yeah, okay.
But he created this world in which people are so often not really dead.
Yeah, well, there's another science fiction writer, Michael Bishop, who wrote a novel whose title is Philip K. Dick is Dead, Alas. He wrote it in 86 or 87. In that novel, he imagines that Dick doesn't die in 1982, but goes on living in another world, a different world from ours. The novel had been written in 86. At that time, Nixon was still alive, but obviously Reagan was the president of the United States. So Bishop imagines an alternate reality in which Nixon is still the president in 86, because he gets reelected and reelected every 4 years. And he's a sort of life president, like those people you have, I don't know, in North Korea. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Dick is alive. And he sort of is a dissident, like those intellectuals in the Soviet Union who were not allowed to express their opinions but had to circulate their writings in an illegal form, to smuggle them, the so-called samizdat, you know. Mm-hmm. And Dick, in that novel, he didn't die but survived and in some ways part of the resistance. So you see, the idea that Dick is not really dead but survives in some way has been already exploited by someone. Anyway, my personal opinion is that, well, I'm a literary critic and I don't believe in the survival of the soul after death, but I believe that something survives in literature and something survives in books. And I'm not the only one to think that. Also, John Milton said something about that. A life after life, he called it. And surely, Dick is living a life after his own life in his novels and in his short stories.
In the parallel universe he created himself.
Our universe, which may be a parallel universe. Maybe. Parallel to what, I don't know, but there's a possibility. There's a chance that it's like that.
Umberto, thank you so much for talking today.
You're welcome.
Umberto Rossi is the author of The Twisted Worlds of Philip K. Dick, a reading of 20 ontologically uncertain novels. He spoke with N. Strange Champs. As we just heard, Philip K. Dick was constantly exploring the question of what is reality in his fiction. So we're curious, how would you answer the question, what is reality? You can let us know by sending us email through our website at ttbook.org. You'll also find a link to our Facebook page there.